This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
I serve on two boards in the state of New Hampshire, the current use advisory board and the assessment standards board. If we change one word within the rules, by law, we have to go out a minimum of three hearings across the state of New Hampshire.
He's clearly a tax and spend bureaucrat.
The DRA, the governor's office, and the legislature have to understand that they're only here for a period of time. And if the people don't approve of what they're doing, then they can be replaced and should be, unless they reflect the true will of the people.
Continuing coverage of the LLC tax here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse. We're relentless in our coverage because they're relentless in what they're doing to us in passing this brand new income tax in the middle of the night. And we don't have representative government anymore. We have government by rulers. That's what it's all come down to. And that's the way they're going to continue to act until we straighten them out. And that's what you have been doing. The people have been getting informed. They've been getting educated. I talked with more business owners who are now getting this by word of mouth. The CPAs are reading up on the tax law changes in the newspaper, for crying out loud. I mean, the whole thing is a mess, all right? We've been going around about this. The sham hearings that they're going to be holding in the North Country, that was the topic of today's editorial in the Union Leader. Drew Klein joins us here on Bulldog Live. Drew, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm wound up as usual because you put something on your blog yesterday that really caught my attention. I think this is a very new development that many of our listeners also need to be made aware of.
You know, a lot of people are not aware of this. Even people in the business community who have been following this are not aware. And that is the LLC tax, which what we're calling the LLC tax, is the Department of Revenue Administration's rules that will expand interest and dividends tax to partnerships and LLCs. Now, they're claiming, and the Democrats who passed this are claiming, well, it's just closing a loophole. It makes taxes fair between LLCs and corporations. And that's the DRA's line as well. Well, looking at the law, if you actually go on their website, go on the DRA website and read the rules, read them very carefully, and you'll notice, as I did the other day, that there's one section that changes the law and that applies to all businesses and how they're taxed, how dividends are taxed. So this includes corporations. And what this provision does, it adds a new category to be taxed. Dividends, up until this law, have been taxed if they were paid from current year profits or accumulated profits. They added a provision that will tax dividends paid from debt incurred by the business. That has never been in existence in New Hampshire law, as far as I can tell.
Exactly. And DRA has actively been promoting this. They've been telling the people that. They put it up on their presentation at the beginning of the hearing last Wednesday. But that it doesn't just apply to LLCs and partnerships now,
right,
does
right.
it?
And that's the part that people don't seem to understand, is that this is a new tax. This is taxing something that has never been taxed before. So this is not a loophole closure.
We're taxing debt for the very first time in history.
Well, yeah. What it does is it doesn't tax the debt itself when you borrow it. Not the entire debt. But what it does, it's pernicious for startup companies, for one thing. Because, okay, so say you're a startup. You don't have any profits yet because you're just getting started. So you're going to pay yourself out of the money that you borrowed to get your company started. Or if you're an existing business and you expand, that's what you do. The state will now tax what you get in compensation, your what they call a dividend payment, from that borrowed money. So if you take out a loan to start your business and you pay yourself a dividend from that loan, you will now have to pay taxes on that. Now, no business has ever had to do that in New Hampshire before. That's entirely new, and it applies to corporations as well. So this isn't closing an LLC loophole. This is hitting everybody.
Well, that's exactly what the DRA commissioner said Wednesday in his exchange with former Senator Bob Clegg. I'm, quote, I'm going to be fair and I'm going after everybody. And in this case, they are now going after corporations as well.
Yeah, and this is something I think a lot of people ought to be really shocked by this, because this was not part of the justification for passing this tax. I mean, this, we were all told, well, this is only going to hit LLCs, and it's only going to close the so-called loophole, the difference in taxation between an LLC and a corporation. Now we find out that the DRA, maybe even unknown to the legislators who passed this thing, wrote into the rules a new provision that will create a new tax
yeah.
that has nothing to do with closing the loophole. So this is a bureaucrat, you know, taxing all companies in New Hampshire, you know, all the dividends paid in New Hampshire from debt that's never been done before. And it's just really pernicious. And, you know, it's not the worst part of this legislation, but it's a really bad part of it.
It's one of the many ugly things in this legislation. Drew Klein, the editorial page editor of the New Hampshire Union Leader, joining us here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse all across New Hampshire at WTPL 107.7 and 107.1, WTSL 94.3 and AM 1400, WTPLFM.com. And you can also visit my website, BrianTilton.com. Click on LLC Tax, where you can get some updated information as well, including this part that I'm talking about with Drew Klein right now about the interest and dividends tax is going to be put on the debt that you use to pay yourself, not just for LLCs, not just for partnerships, but also corporations as well. I guess that's the fairness that John Lynch has been talking about.
Tax everybody more. Well, you know, I think the most pernicious part of this attempt to, you know, squeeze more revenue out of LLCs is if you are considering opening an LLC, you know, starting a small business in New Hampshire or Massachusetts. So you have the choice. You're near the border. You want to base your business, you know, put the physical location maybe in Salem or somewhere, but you don't know where you're going to incorporate. So you're looking at this and you're going, okay, if I incorporate my LLC, well, not incorporate it, but you know, if I start my LLC and base it in Massachusetts, I know right off the bat I'm going to pay a 5.3% income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'm going to pay, because that's how Massachusetts taxes those businesses. But previously, you would look at New Hampshire and go, well, I'll start it in New Hampshire. I'll pay a much smaller tax. Well, now you're looking at paying the business profits tax and the interest and dividends tax. You know, so you're going to be paying maybe 13.5% if you start this business in New Hampshire. So you're already at a disadvantage starting here. But the worst part is, you don't know year to year what your tax liability is going to be, because under these rules, the Department of Revenue Administration will get to say, determine by auditing you or looking at your books, what is reasonable compensation. And those are words are in quotes. So The state will get to determine what your reasonable compensation is, but there's no hard rule.
That's exactly the conversation I was having with the small business owner this morning. He said, and let me guess, reasonable compensation is not defined. I said, right,
absolutely,
because
not.
You're going to have to open your books to them, and you're going to have to justify to them why you deserve this money, and then they get to decide on the spot whether that's reasonable or not.
And it can change year after year. So
yes,
you're looking at not knowing. I mean, there's a certainty factor here. If you open your business in Massachusetts now, you know for certain what your tax is going to be. You have no idea year to year what it's going to be in New Hampshire. And that's pretty frightening for a small business owner, and that is a disincentive to open businesses here.
And for the small business owners that are worried about this tax being retroactive to January 1st of 2009, when the rules may not be implemented until March of 2010.
Yeah, and DRA doesn't even know what it's going to do. I mean,
They didn't deny that the rules are retroactive.
No, I know, and that's the thing. They don't know how far back they're going to go. They haven't decided that part yet. So they may go back to January 1st, 2009. They may go back just until when the law was passed.
Took effect July 1st of 2009, right?
But there's another – right. I mean, they could – I mean, who knows when they're going to decide how far back, you know, to look. But the other factor is they haven't explicitly stated – I mean, you know, they don't know for sure. Nobody knows for sure how far back you're going to have to measure your accumulated revenue. Now, you know, the interest and dividends tax can be paid out of accumulated revenue. Corporations have always had to keep account of what their accumulated revenue is, which is all the money you've ever made or all the profit you've ever made since your business was founded. Well, LLCs have never had to keep those records because they haven't had to for tax reasons. Now they're going to have to. And if the state decides, well, accumulated revenue applies the same to LLCs as it does to corporations, which means all the way back, then you're going to have to hire an accountant to come in and audit your books to determine what your accumulated revenue has been since your company was founded.
Yeah.
and the state has, and that can cost tens of thousands of dollars. The state has backed off on that and said, well, maybe we won't go all the way back. We're probably just going to go back to when the law was passed. Okay, so now you have to hire an accountant to go back, you know, to the either the effective date of the law or when the law was passed. But that's up in the air right now too. So that's another unknown.
Yeah, this is fly by the seat of your pants government we're talking about here. The legislature passes this in the middle of the night, and then you have you leave it up to the bureaucrats to decide what the rules are going to be. And then when you do have one public hearing a week before Christmas, and 300 people show up demanding more hearings, then they say, okay, we'll give you three more hearings. Let's all concentrate them to one part of the state where nobody's going to get to.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why you don't pass vague laws that give bureaucrats all the power to write all the details. You know, this is what they did. Nobody was allowed to see the language of this bill or this provision in this bill until it passed the conference committee at 1 in the morning on a Friday. So, and the final bill was passed 5 days later. So no one saw the details of it and had any chance to comment on it. It gave the power to the DRA to make all these rules that are going to determine how much small business owners are being taxed in New Hampshire. And these people never got a chance to speak out on it, never got a chance to comment on it. And now we see, after we gave all this power to the bureaucrats at the DRA, they took it and created a brand new tax that wasn't contemplated in their initial justification for passing this tax in the first place. So, you know, it's just a great example of why you don't just say, oh, you know, we're passing this bill for fairness reasons. You should be happy because our purpose is to be fair.
Well, I like how they say this. I like how they say, well, we're doing this to be fair so that everybody pays their fair share. And then they turn around and say, well, don't worry. You're not going to be paying anything. Other people are going to be paying it all. Nobody's really going to be affected by this. Then where the hell are they getting $15 million a year from if nobody's going to be paying this thing? I love it. I've heard this before in other states when they raise the income and sales taxes. Oh, don't worry. You're not going to be paying it. Everybody else will be paying it. Well, then who's going to pay it? I don't know. Well, are you going to promise me that I can't pay it? No. Who's going to pay it? I can't tell you.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, you look at the way government works. I mean, it's the same thing with the health care reform bill. Well, you know, in the Senate, don't worry, we're going to make rich people pay. Because in the House, it's we're going to tax the rich. Well, it turns out, you know, they're going to tax a lot of middle class people too, because you can't make it work if you only tax the rich. In the Senate, well, we're only going to tax Cadillac health care plans. And people think, oh, great, only the rich people will pay it. Well, it turns out teachers and firefighters have Cadillac health care plans too, which is why public employee unions are against the Senate bill. So, you know, you can't get there from here. You know, you can't just, you know, put your faith in government and believe them when they say, don't worry about the details. Just trust us when we say our intention is to do good. Our intention is only to put the cost on a small group of people. You don't trust government when it says that. And that's the lesson here, I think, with the health care bill and with this LLC tax.
And you know what they say about roads and pavements and intentions?
Exactly.
Well, Drew Klein from the New Hampshire Union Leader, thank you very much for joining us. Again, visit unionleader.com. Pick up the newspaper and take a look at today's editorial. Sham hearings, LLC tax charade continues. Oh, I love it, Drew, and we're going to keep hounding on this. And I think the pressure is starting to turn to the executive council now. People have been contacting their council members and saying, hey, let's have a hearing in each one of your districts so we can make sure that these hearings are held in every corner of the state.
Well, people in southern New Hampshire, you know, business owners in southern New Hampshire ought to be really upset about this. You
know, that's where the biggest concentration of businesses are.
Right. I mean, most of the people who will be affected by this are in the southern part of the state. And you know, they're going to have to drive to Conway or Berlin or Plymouth.
They're not going
to
do
it. And take off a day of work in January. You know,
at 10 a.m. on Saturday. I don't think so.
No, I mean, it's crazy.
It's absolutely insane. But then again, this is what we get for living in Absurdistan. So there. Drew Klein, good chatting with you as always. We'll chat again someday.
All right.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Sure.